Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Ghani to my old friend and by saying Kujicha Jalia to my new friend. This is the ability to name for yourself and the ability to define for yourself. We're coming into the season of Kwanzaa, so you're going to hear me use more of the seven principles during this particular time of the year. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our all-new mix. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might see the startup business listed out on the billboards. However, we are in the process of taking down that information. We do have a guest this evening that is rejoining us. Richard Graham and Michelle Banks will be joining us. So just disregard the billboards. We will be putting their information up shortly. We decided to bring them on board a little bit later in the season. However, we wanted to do that because we are getting ready to bring on our tour for Restore Peace to Nina Simone. And as you know, you've been looking at my fan page out on Facebook. We are gaining momentum with our attendant candidates as well as our performing conferences. We have quite a few people interested in doing the conferences, and if you're one of them, please do contact us on our fan page and let us know that you would like to do a conference. Now, let me tell you a little bit about how that conference goes. This will be a conference in our all-new virtuous university that we've started online, so you will not have to come up with your own venue. You will be able to come into the virtuous classroom, and you'll be able to also use the microphone, pass around the mute button. As you know, we can mute, and you'll be given some short lessons on how to use these tools within that room. But you need to have your handouts, and you do need to get me some type of proposal so that I can know exactly what you're presenting. Now, why do I want you to present? We're talking about human rights. We're looking at trying to debrief and sensitize people to indifferences and racial discrimination and biases, and we're talking about how we can change our planet by making a genuine effort to go about the business of talking about human rights. That's right. Our topic will be on human rights when we do our conference. And our atonement will go on as a corporate prayer for the whole week, and we will be offering workshops that talks about people starting their businesses, some of the issues with Nina Simone. Some people will talk about Nina Simone's tour and her struggle here in the United States to get along with the listening audience, as well as to be able to play her music here. So that's one of the reasons we're doing this particular tour, is to make people more sensitive to racial discrimination and to debrief them of their idiosyncrasies so that they will learn that there are differences. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about differences, not just handicaps. We're talking about debilitating conditions, but conditions cannot detain us when there are substitutes and when there is assistance. And tonight we have a young lady by the name of Michelle Banks, who is an actress, and her debilitating condition did not stop her. She continued to be a spoken word artist, as well as she's on stage, ladies and gentlemen, and she is speaking for the causes of the deaf mute, and she has an interpreter that works right along with her. She has never missed a beat, and I'm so proud of Michelle, as well as Richard, for the work that they're doing out there in the trenches. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. because when you have an indifference, sometimes you're discriminated against. Sometimes you're given a hard way to go. Sometimes you have to go through unnecessary barriers. So we're going to tear down the walls of indifferences and barriers, and we're going to start that out tonight so we can kick it off tonight talking about indifferences, how to overcome them. How did Nina Simone overcome all the differences she had? Why did she produce 17 albums and someone stole all her proceeds from her? Why did they ban her from this country and use her music to make profit and gain off of? All of these are racial discrimination, and they need to be dealt with, and they need to be stopped. And we need to address the differences of veterans. When veterans come home, there needs to be a job waiting for them. There needs to be opportunities waiting for them. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Richard Graham here back for the second time around to talk about his experience as a veteran. He is an old-time veteran. He and I share a bond in being recipients of going overseas and working with the military. And we've been talking about the indifferences that are shown to veterans and how they can't even get a job when they come home, and how they're given the runaround with their paperwork. So we know that that exists. If you're not the rich, then you must be the poor, because there's no middle class anymore. But there's also discrimination against special population. Now, Richard and Michelle have taken tours on stage of special population who have had deaf problems, and they do not speak, some of them, and some of them have to have an interpreter. So can you imagine the problems that they've encountered? Yes, I know you can. However, we're going to get over the grand house, and we're going to talk about what problems that beset some of these entertainers, and why aren't they talking about them, and why aren't they talking about the human rights issue? We're going to be doing workshops and seminars throughout the week on humane issues and talking about human rights for our youth as well. Don't even know they have rights. So we're going to be talking about all of that. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I think our guests are in the house, and I'd like to go out and say hello to them. So just hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. I want to say hello to caller number 301. Caller number 301, how are you this evening? Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Sherelle, this is Richard. How are you?
Hi, Richard. How are you? I hope you received my last blast at the last minute. I tried to send you an email in your linkage as well as your Facebook. I see you got it. I'm glad you're able to join us this evening, and I hope you're all reared up to talk about special populations as well as the veterans.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, all right. You said any occasion, you're looking for the opportunity to stand up for the veterans. Thank you so much for joining us, Richard. Let me say hello to our next caller, caller number 202. Caller number 202, hello. Welcome to the Care to Read Room.
Hi there. Yes, this is
hello,
Michelle.
How
you doing?
You? Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
Good, I'm good.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Well, thank you. Well, we're going to be talking about a number of different things today, and these are old familiar guests, ladies and gentlemen. They've been on the show before, and we're going to be talking about what they're doing out in the community. Richard is doing commercials, and he is really doing the doggone thing. And after I looked at their videotape, I am even more impressed at the kind of work that they've been doing and that they're going to also do. Now, they've accepted an offer to be a part of our Restore Peace to Nina Simone. And ladies and gentlemen, if you go out on the fan page of my Restore Peace to Nina Simone Facebook, you can see a short clip. I think I have two, part one and part two out there that Richard sent me. And you can take a look at a preview, a sneak preview of some of the talent that they have been involved in. It is fantastic, and I definitely want to welcome them. Now, right about now, I'm going to take a station identification because the band has to go take a break. So give us a chance to do some house cleaning, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. So hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a little trip out of here to South Carolina. As you know, that is one of our designated areas that we're going to go to North Carolina for our tour. And some of you might have been looking at our date for December 22nd. We're kicking off our engagement tour for December 22nd. It should be out on the Facebook now. Yes, the cat is out of the hat. I am getting engaged. And some of you probably have heard the speaker, my co-host, who is Philip Vaden, actually Philip Virgil Vaden, and I will be Garth Vaden. So some of you can call the name Garth Vaden and laugh and sneak about it and say how funny that is. But nevertheless, we're inviting our friends, our close friends, as well as our loved ones to be a part of a private, intimate setting that we're having as a kickoff to Nina Simone. And we will be bringing spoken word artists as well as Nina Simone's music. So if you will bear with me and pray for me and support me as I try to do the rendition of Nina Simone, I'll be bringing that forth to you, and I'll be doing it kind of proper. Like, Nina Simone is one of my favorites, and I couldn't wait to be able to display some of her music. So please do join us on that engagement tour. It's out on the Facebook, and it will be a dinner party, so you will have to pay for your dinner and for the concert. It's only $43. We've reduced it from the 65 to 43. So this is the holiday season. This is the season to give. So when you give, guess what? We're going to also give two scholarships to two students for the social media training and development. So this money will go for a good cause. It's not just going into our pockets. You'll be eating, and you'll also have entertainment, and you'll also be able to give donation. Now, our artists who will be performing, you will not be given a salary. You'll be given a stipend based on the money we bring in. And when you get that stipend, it'll just be the earnings that we make each week. Now, you are paying a $12 fee to register so that we can kick this thing off right, so that everyone will be able to have a profile. And we need your profiles, and we need your pictures, so please get those into us. And if you haven't done that, you definitely want to send it to our website there, and I think a listing is there where you should send your upload of your entertainment if you're doing spoken word. And if you're a conference presenter, please do contact me so I can take a look at your proposal for your presentation and give you the go-ahead so you can go ahead and do what you got to do. Thank you. Let me take a break now. We're going to go out of here to North Carolina. We'll be right back at you in a minute. Hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on.
Welcome back, family, and thank you so much for joining the Care to Read Room. We have Richard Graham in the room with us this evening. He is a veteran as well as a performing actor. He also performs on stage and interprets for the deaf mute as well. He is also a writer and author, and we've invited him back for a second time around, for a second helping, ladies and gentlemen. And we also have Michelle Banks. She is an actress, and she is a well-known lady on stage for the struggle of women, for indifferences, as well as for the disabled and handicapped. Now, Michelle has been a long-time entertainer. We've brought her back on board so that she can talk to us a little bit about the things she's doing, and so that we can also talk about this upcoming event called Restore Peace to Nina Simone. What's that all about, I guess you say, Omi? What are you doing that for? Well, I'll tell you what we're doing it for. We've got a lot of authors out there who have some indifferences, and they're a member of the special population. Nina Simone was a member of the special population because she was a minority. And she went on to try to be a classical piano player and was discriminated against that particular profession and eventually had to find herself moving overseas. And Michelle can tell us a little bit more about what it's like to be discriminated against and how hard it is to struggle to get on stage when you have an impediment that will hold you back. So I'm going to ask Michelle to come on first to give us a little background information about what she's doing out there in the profession of spoken word and a little bit about the struggle. And what does she see that human rights, what about human rights, and what do we have to do to make a difference in human rights, and how can we make things better for other special populations? Let me go on and say hello. Michelle, you're in the atmosphere. We'd like for you to give us a little insight on human rights.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Yes, definitely. You know, being in the entertainment business, it's very difficult and very competitive for anyone, really, anyone of a handicapped nature, race, hearing, deaf. It really is difficult for everyone. And as for me, I have like triple obstacles. I'm black, I'm deaf, and I'm a woman. So that's triple threat, basically, in the entertainment business. And so I have to fight my way out there to show people who I really am as a person. And so with that, I have to represent myself, you know, as Michelle Banks. You know, I happen to be black, I happen to be deaf, I happen to be a female. I love what I do. Yes, that's what I do, you know, acting, sure, I love it. You know, so with that, I have to do a lot of my own work, that I create things, I write, I direct, all kinds of things. You know, I have to create many different roles for black deaf actors. There's not too many of that. Nobody has ideas out there. You know, we have to figure out who we are, what do we do. So as the deaf people of color, that is, you know, we have to be creative. I have to be aggressive out there in the entertainment business and be more proactive and letting people know, you know, letting the world know about who we are and how we can become storytellers through that. Who else is going to tell our story about us? Exactly. So that's where I come in, to tell stories. Let's see. Now, experience with discrimination, of course, that's definitely has come up. I don't have enough, there's not enough roles for deaf actors out there, especially a deaf actress of color. I've come across so many barriers out there. It's like, yes, I can play that role. It doesn't matter the color of my skin. You have to look at me as a person. You have to judge. I mean, why can't I play certain roles? And they say, oh, she's black. How's that going to work? I think, no, that doesn't matter. It's tough out there. It is tough. And also, I've experienced rejection.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in experiencing the rejection, what was going through your mind when you was experiencing that rejection, and what allowed you to stay neutral and still loving and try to internalize this as being not something personally towards you, but because the person wasn't educated on the topic?
Right. Let's see here. When I get rejected on the inside, you know, I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? What can I have done to make it better? Some of those things are just going through my head, and, you know, analyzing the situation. And then I tell myself, you know what? If I get rejected, I need to accept it and move on. Just move on to something better, because I know there's going to be better things out there, better positive things are going to come my way. And so I have to keep that. I have to keep that in my memory. I have to remember that. You know, I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to come across barriers. I just need to move on.
Well,
and
Michelle,
so,
I love your videotape, and you're very, very powerful on stage, and you're spunky too. And at the same time, you're creative, and with your person who signs for you, that person has a lot of charisma, and basically, I noticed that. When you're on stage, you cue that person in when you exchange sides with them and they go to one side of the stage and you go to the other side. What's that like when you're working with your interpreter on stage? Is it a smooth transition, or do you find that it's cumbersome?
Sure, yeah. Her name is Kaven. Oh, and she is wonderful. She's definitely a beautiful spoken word artist. definitely beautiful. You know, first time working with a deaf artist as myself, she, you know, we were trying to work together. It wasn't really awkward, actually. It went really smooth. She was open-minded, willing to accept feedback. You know, how can we work together, deaf and hearing artists? And really, it's worked out beautifully. It's worked out really well. I really enjoy working with her. I just love her. I love working with Kaven. It's been a great experience. But you're right. I noticed, you know, we have to follow, make sure Kaven's not too far ahead of me. You know, with our language-wise, make sure we're kind of on the same page so I know that we're kind of feeding off each other and that she's interpreting what I'm saying, because I have, you know, both deaf and hearing audience members, and I want to make sure it's enjoyable for everyone.
Well, Michelle, do you know very much about Nina Simone's plight and her experience and her mm-hmm. life story? What can you tell me about Nina Simone? And have you been familiar with what's going on stage with her and the actress who is going to play her by the name of Zoe? Are you familiar with that particular situation where there's been a lot of controversy over her playing the role?
Okay, yes. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what Rick was telling me about. Nina Simone. And then I visualized, okay, you know, I know that name. The singer. So I had to look on the internet and saw the face. And I went, yes, that's the person I was thinking of. You know, she has a very fascinating life. Wow. Very fascinating. I can't really hear music, but I felt her music. It's more like that jazz melody. I really loved it. The movement, the way it makes me feel. And she's a strong woman. Strong woman. You know, I like her character. But for Zoe to play her, I can see that being a controversial, because people feel maybe Zoe's not the right actress to play her role. So with that, it should be a person that has, you know, a certain character of Nina Simone, the same character that she has, that the inside, the charisma, the intelligence, the looks, the voice, and all of that to play her part, you know, right now. And I don't know if Zoe has that. You know, don't get me wrong, Zoe is a wonderful actress. Definitely. Oh, her work. I love it. But is she the right one? Right actress for that role? I'm not sure. I'm sure maybe there could be somebody else that might be able to fit that role a lot better.
Well, you know, there was a short clip with India Irie playing her role as well, and I thought that was a perfect fit when I saw India Irie playing the part of Nina Simone. Now, Nina Simone is very, very dear.
That'd be perfect. She'd be perfect. I like her.
Yes.
I like her a lot. Oh, that'd be great.
I was hoping that they would do more with her. I only seen the one clip. But Nina Simone really registered with my spirit when I saw that she was a civil rights activist. I am a human rights activist, and I do fight for a lot of causes of handicap, and I work a lot with the disabled and disability. I was very, very adamant about your group because of the fact that you represented an organization that I had been working so closely with, working with disabled population and special population. And we literally are training them to become assertive, training them to be able to speak up, and also training them to travel abroad to be able to be a human rights activist, to speak out on injustice that are done to the disabled. And there were so many causes that they were speaking out for. And I know I talked to you last year about the fact that I wanted you to get involved with some opportunities to go abroad, and that's still available. And I was hoping that Richard would contact me so I could give you more information on that, because there are a number of people who have disabilities that are traveling abroad now, and they are becoming a spokesperson for the United States as ambassadors to speak out on injustice to disabled people. And I work a lot with women in Africa who
actually
are disabled.
Huh?
Yeah, and some of these women are doing jobs and they're independent and they're still disabled, and they don't want to be looked at as a disabled person for their shortcomings. They want to be looked at as an entrepreneur. And that's one of the things I think you and I talked about before, of being a voice for the voiceless. Even though you don't speak, you are speaking louder than words. So one of the things I was excited about is
through my sign.
This project. And what do you feel
about
this project?
Yeah, I would love
project?
To be a part of that.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, count
good.
Me in.
And I know Richard said that he was going to talk to you more about it, but what we're going to be doing is a number of things.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be advocates. We are going to be a surrogate advocate. We're also going to be a voice for the voiceless. So our voices will not only be heard when we speak our spoken word or poetry or singing, but we're going to advocate during that morning atonement. We're going to talk a little bit about human rights, and we're going to have workshops on human rights and what does it mean to have human rights. And some people don't even know that they have rights, and they don't even know the definition. So we're gonna ask you if you will hold
right.
your point, because I'm going to bring Richard on so he could talk a little bit about human rights and the civilians and also on the veterans and what's going on with the rights for those people and population who come out of the Army and they find that they're discriminated against and they fought for our country. So let me bring Richard on real quick. Thank you so much, Michelle. Hold tight. Richard, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Sherelle.
Okay. Richard, can you tell the listening audience a little bit about what you experienced and how you became disabled and what impartialities did you experience? And with the military as a veteran, what do you see that needs to be done to be more sensitive to the needs of the veterans so that they can transition into a normal life?
Well, from when I came out of the Marine Corps until present time, there's actually been great progress made as far as the transition from military life to civilian life. When I got out in 91 after the first Gulf War and everything, it was kind of a deal where they told you what your benefits were, what you were entitled to, and kind of just let you out into the world. Now my understanding is through some groups that I've attended with the VA and everything, as far as hidden wounds or scars go, they've made great progress. There used to be a time when if somebody came out, if you didn't have something that was obvious, like a physical disability, such as a missing limb or something like that, they kind of like swept you to the side and said, okay, we'll get to you later on. But during the current administration, under President Obama and everything, they've made great headway as far as recognizing disabilities that aren't visible to the eye and that sometimes people don't really pick up on right away, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a very debilitating disorder at points in time in your life.
Now, Richard, let me ask you a question. I see all kinds of programs that are really, really coming up after Obama came on the scene with health, as well as there's medical and a number of programs. I would like to write up President Obama and talk to him about the civilians who also go on the front line, whether or not we're out in the trenches or not, we're on the front line if we go abroad, because when they do a red alert, that means that we're going through a red alert too, and when they evacuate the civilians too, at least they're supposed to. I knew of a situation where when the civilians were told that if they didn't have orders, they couldn't touch them, they were left as if they were Germans. But I think that there's a lot of impartiality shown. Sometimes when they don't recognize civilians, they give their life to when they change their life to go abroad, and they have a program that will be conducive for them and not limited. And just as teachers go over, they're expected to stay, you know, year-round. They don't come back except for the summer, so that's their home. So they ended up actually having to give up their life so that now they become a part of the circuit where they change continents every 3 years, so they're there permanently. So extra care really needs to be given to them. So not to deter in talking about what goes on with the teachers over there, but I want to get more on the topic of music. Let's talk about music. Can I get up front and personal with you, Richard, on the entertainment world? Because I see you guys out on the stage having fun, and you make a career out of it. You make a profession out of it. And some people that I talk to, they do poetry as a hobby. I take my poetry seriously and was able to do my poetry overseas for thousands of women internationally, and I am in the struggle. So when I speak for those women who cannot speak for themselves. And when I do speak, I speak with urgency, and people tend to think that I'm a naturalistic mover or Moses or something. And so sometimes they'll get up and say, Moses, and I got the nickname Moses, and I don't know why, but I am snatching souls from the fire. I am fighting, and this is not just for me to have entertainment, but it's for me to help deliver people to where they should be. And I hope you and Michelle are avid activists as well, because Nina Simone gave her life as an activist, and she was so upset that she could not march with Dr. Martin Luther King. What do you think that was like if this was an activist who was out there in the trenches marching with Dr. Martin Luther King, and she couldn't even come back to her country to sing her own songs? How do you think she felt? Anyone, if you can answer that.
I really, to tell you the truth, I really can't imagine what that would be like. Because I wouldn't even know where to start to begin to even try and fathom where, like, something like that would feel like. The only thing I could say is if I were to relate to my own condition is, you know, maybe like a feeling of being an outcast, like, you know, you don't belong, or and that is truly something that no one should ever have to go through. As far as their songs go, my favorite by far would be Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Even though
Nina Simone didn't write the song, it was written for her. And whenever I listened to that song, I listened to the words and to the meaning behind a song and everything, and it sometimes brings me to tears, so to speak. You know, it's just such a powerful and moving song for me.
Well, you know, Richard, I can appreciate that, because that too is one of my favorites. However, I've been going over so many of her songs and her ballads, and she does folklores and love songs, and I've gotten so wrapped up in the love songs that she's doing, and The Color of My Lover is Black, and then she has A Little Brown Girl, and oh my God, there's just so many songs. And the fact that her songs now are over 75 years old, a lot of them, so that means, guess what, Richard, they're royalty-free. So wouldn't you believe it, those songs are royalty-free. People are making a great profit off of her once again. They're feeding their families off of Nina Simone's songs. And her daughter is really adamant about this, because she wants songs to be remixed. And we're bringing about a brand-new venue entitled Gospel Reggae, a little bit of gospel and a little bit of reggae. And we're reworking some of the tunes. And out on my web page, out in Montu, .weebly, there is a remix of her song that's done in the form of almost reggae rap, which is really sharp. And that one is The Young Gifted in Black, and it is really done really nice. So we're working on remixing a few of the songs. A lot of them are still folklorists, and you know, you can do a lot with them, because you don't have to pay a royalty fee on them. And that's why Nina Simone is being reinvented now, because people are going to get her music like crazy. Classical piano player. She actually, Eunice said that she was never a singer but a classical piano player, which she wasn't given credit for. And two of her songs were banned from the United States because of the language and involvement in her speaking back, because she talked about the backlash blues. I'm going to leave you with the backlash blues. And that's what she left them with, because she was fighting back in her songs and her lyrics. She used her ability to write to strike back at injustice. And it did do something. It made a difference. It made a change. And she, you know, went down in history as being a fighter. And now that her daughter emailed me, and then I got some information about the things that were going on with Nina Simone, like her website, and how they're, you know, putting her bus all over the city of North Carolina and trying to reinvent the life of Nina Simone. And she's an icon now. And I feel honored to be able to do any of her music. I'm a gospel singer. However, I'm a blues singer and a jazz singer. So I think that some of the music that she does, I can get into the character, and I'm really excited about finally being able to speak out about some of the injustice in a musician's life. I went to Europe. I didn't experience that racial discrimination, but I was embraced. So I was fortunate, you know. However, doing gospel music here, I wasn't paid for it, but when I went abroad, I was paid as a professional. So a lot of us have to go abroad to make it in the profession. Mm. And I also would like to applaud your organization. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on with the stage scene and how the actors are traveling with you, and what's happening with some of your actors, and what is your next big project that you're working on?
Well, right now, our basic theme of our show will remain the same, of having hearing and deaf artists work together. And that's truly one of the things that makes, I believe it makes our show very, very unique and special, is that 90 to 95% of the show that you see, it's not interpreted. It's actually two performers who have rehearsed together, learned each other's work, and taking the time to get the timing down to perform together. And with Insight and Sound Live, Deaf Poetry, one of the things that the audience will experience is that fact that what you see on stage is not necessarily an interpreter who is hearing something, interpreting it into American Sign Language, or a deaf artist who's signing and just somebody speaking for him. But it's actually two artists who have taken time out to learn each other's work, which we make a requirement to perform in our show. And they get together, and we have rehearsals just like any other stage production, and we get the timing down so that not only does it look right, but it sounds right. And with our next one coming up, we'll be doing as it stands right now, we're doing the DC Black Theater Festival, and we're coming up with some new themes and some new ideas for our show and everything. We're going to bring it a little bit more from the street and make it a little bit more cultural, and go from there and see how it goes.
Well, you know, Richard, I saw that the actors were actually not looking
also,
at the
Michelle.
Person when they were signing,
Michelle.
But they were actually...
Hello?
They,
this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Go ahead. Michelle, were you going to
okay,
say something?
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah, go ahead. It's important, too, that the actors be... really be exposed and know what they're doing for the audience. And, you know, that we're familiar, we know the culture, we're from the streets. So, and people love our show. They love our show.
Overseas.
And people overseas, like in Japan, there's deaf people there.
Yeah.
There's deaf people who live in Japan, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to ask Michelle, I noticed that the actors were not just signing. They knew that the parts, they actually had memorized the same poem. So it wasn't like look at the person and start signing choppy-like or speaking choppy. It's like they had it already memorized, and they never once looked over at the actor, which was really impressive. It showed that you guys were working together, and I like that.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want you to feel, that, exactly.
Okay, okay. Now, because you're doing something a little different, you're creating employment for those signers, and it's more interesting work. They're on stage. I do see where a number of things could be going on, not only just signing, but the dance, as well as, you know, the mining with the actual painted face, the whole bit. I see all these venues going on stage, and I think I told you this before, Richard, that it makes for a good tour for the actual colleges. And the college was interested in bringing you guys on back in December.
Exactly,
over
I
at
agree
the
with
veterans
you.
Office. We opened up a veterans office in Illinois, and they still are interested in having you guys come and perform because they were quite interested in anything that the veterans were doing. So that's your ticket.
Oh, okay.
To
we would
veteran.
Like that. Let's make that happen. Let's talk about that
yeah,
more.
Definitely.
Yeah, we can work it all out, all the logistics and everything. We would love to do that.
Well, that definitely sounds like something we can do. Now, this Nina Simone thing that we're doing, we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And we're going to also try to get you, Michelle, and Richard back here for our kickoff ceremony of our tour for our engagement party there. And we're working on that right now as we speak to have the two of you come. And
sure, we would love to do that.
So I would love to have you because that will be a dinner party. We'll be
that would be great.
That's not even out of breath. My new CD goes up. That sounds like my driver in the back. Can you turn that down a little bit? But anyway, that would be an opportunity.
That's
for
it. Richard's outside.
Oh, okay. That would be an opportunity for the people to see you and know who you are and get a chance to also, you know, get some autographs. And maybe we'll be able to do some other things for you so you can get that chance to sit down and give autographs, talk a little bit about representing the class of special populations so we can get that particular audience moving because there's a lot of them that are stuck. They don't know what to do. They don't have a voice to speak, and they are hiding behind doors because they feel like they don't have any gifts. But if you can look aside those disabilities and still try to act on those gifts that you do have, they'll find that, you know, they're really not handicapped. It's just the people that are watching them that are holding them back. So we want to say to the listening audience that these are some people that are bold enough, in spite of their deficits, in spite of their disabilities, they're going forward, and they're also going to be making it happen with this concert and conference that we're going to be doing with Nina Simone. I feel honored to have Richard and Michelle working with me on this project. Now, I don't know if you guys know Kamadi Aman. He works also on the stage doing spoken word, and he has a program called Bless the Mic. Are you familiar with him, Richard?
I checked it out, yes, a little bit. I don't know him or anything like that, but I've checked out the work.
Mm-hmm. And they just came out with a new magazine that they're producing with spoken word artists. And they're doing a lot of sharp things out in New York. So we're going to be working with them, too, hopefully, when I get back to Kamadi, because I think he's been out of town, so I'm waiting for him to correspond back. I'd like to thank both of you for being on the show today and for such short notice. I'd like to thank you for being an advocate, for being a voice for the voiceless, for also getting out there and championing a cause, because this is a bigger cause than what you know. It can get you opportunities to travel. It can get you in places where you never thought you would be. I didn't know I was going to be singing a dedication to Princess Diana, but I was fortunate enough to be able to do a dedication with my group to Princess Diana overseas. So music does open up doors, and it crosses all barriers, and I think this is a way that we can reach people within their ignorance.